Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday the 12th of October. Still in Tokyo, those of you not up with the story, I came out to Tokyo on whatever day it was in the week, Wednesday, to see England beat France, and it's been called off with this hurricane, so now I am stuck in a hotel. It is now, we've had half a metre of rain. You have never seen rain like it. It is absolutely just sheeting it down. I think, unfortunately, there has been one overturned car so far, leading to tragic events. But, yeah, I've never, ever seen rain like it. So, stuck here. But this place, as I said yesterday, it's absolutely fantastic. Ate in a fantastic restaurant last night, Meat Man, which the guy I'm with, he got recommended. And the night before, 35 Steps Bistro, which an FTS member, Neil, recommended. Absolutely superb, both of them. You've never met people friendlier in your life. The people here, it's just absolutely brilliant. Bullet Train yesterday, really enjoyed that. Amazing bit of kit that is. I mean, obviously it goes super fast, but pulls into Tokyo Station, which is the last sort of stop, and all the seats are facing forward, and they get on and they turn all the seats around, so the seat, every set of seats turns around, so you're always facing forward whatever way you're going. And the little ticket man and that, they walk through the carriage, and then when they get to the end of the carriage, they stand at the end of the door and they bow. Just so respectful here. It is incredible. I'm so pleased I came, even with the fact that we're sat in a hotel room and can't do anything at all. But I will do a little written blog on my experiences. No real massive stories yesterday. They passed fairly unhitched, had a really good day. And today, as I say, we are stuck doing nothing, can't get anywhere. Right, I've got a few bits and pieces for you today. There'll be some FTS FDD games up in a minute. I'm just going to run those files and do that in a minute. But there's some football in League One. And I've got a couple there. I fancy, or good price, not saying I fancy, sorry, good price is Oxford to beat Doncaster, 2.22. Oxford to beat Doncaster is a decent price. So Oxford, Doncaster as a home mention. And in League Two, short, but Exeter to beat Forest Green, interestingly. I think other people fancy that. So got about 10 times more money than any other game in League Two, that is. Exeter to beat Forest Green in League Two. I've no idea what the weather is there. I think my good lady said it had been raining, but got Newmarket going on today, the Cesarevic, and I had a bet in that for you, which is, he says, looking for it, win and place, Dark Side of Tarnside in the Cesarevic, Dark Side of Tarnside, win and place, and Eddystone Rock, win and place. Both those drawn high, which is favourable in that race. Prices are too big for the runners. Dark Side of Tarnside and Eddystone Rock. Pinatubu looks very short in the race before. So I've got Japanese times next to him, so I was trying in my head to work it out. But in the Cesarevic, which I think is at 4.10, is Dark Side of Tarnside and Eddystone Rock. And then in the 3.30, Pinatubu looks a bit short there. I wouldn't mind having a bet on one of the outsiders there, Mystery Power, win and place. I think if the ground is a bit soft, Pinatubu may. I mean, it's a cracking horse, but it may struggle with that there. So, but that's all I've got race-wise, mainly the Cesarevic. I had a look at that when I got up this morning. And then football trades, bear with me, because I've got one of those as well. Apologies, just give me a second and I will get that for you. Do apologise, I'm just on my little laptop, clicking away, and the internet is not as quick as home. So I just need to, just waiting for it to slog into my VPS. There we go. Yeah, Meat Man, worth coming just to go to that restaurant. Fantastic place that was last night. Absolutely brilliant. Tiny little place. Guy cooks in front of you. Brilliant. Right. Yes, here we go. Right. In the... in League One, first half goal, Portsmouth versus Gillingham. So if it is 0-0 on 20 minutes, Portsmouth versus Gillingham, 0-0 on 20 minutes, then drip laying under 0.5 first half goals. And just want to check a price on one for you. I've just got to zip back to Betfair. Give me a second. Just check that the price is held up in League One again. This is... Yeah, League One, Southend versus AFC Wimbledon. If it's 0-0 after sort of 10, 15 minutes, backing over 2.5. That's the 2.5 model. Southend versus AFC Wimbledon. So Portsmouth versus Gillingham, a first half goal. Southend versus Wimbledon over 2.5. I've got nothing else. That is it. Have a wonderful Saturday. I'm going to try, I don't know whether we can even get out to watch the Ireland rugby match. Be the closest thing we get to rugby since we've been here. But yeah, that's it. And I will, as I say, I'm going to do a written, I'll do a little written blog on my Japan experiences. So that I've had a couple of people who don't listen to the podcast, don't know why not, but that I said I'd let them know about it. So I'll do a little written blog. I might do that tomorrow if we're still stuck in the hotel. But I will be back in the morning, whatever, with any stuff that I have. I will just quickly run the football and get on FTS. If there's anything for beginner or whatever, sorry, FTS FDD, then it will be up in about 15 minutes. Okay, have a great Saturday. Hopefully those Cesarevic bets run well. And I'll speak to you in the morning when we'll have the NFL for Sunday.